During the years Lupita worked for us, President Nixon had chosen our town for his Western White House, and houses started pushing orange trees aside. In order to thwart the tide of illegal aliens streaming into this new golden world, a round-the-clock border guard was set up on the freeway not far from the south edge of town. This imposing structure sheltered squinty guards who scrutinized each car whether it was coming back from a Sunday drive or from deep below the border. Though we call the Mexicans who arrived in the locked trunks of cars looking for casual work wetbacks, I didn't think of Lupita as one. But Lupita was a wetback. I didn't know then, but I know now, that Lupita had arrived in this country in the early 60s, a single woman in her late 20s, without papers. She had come to America on a tourist visa from Tijuana, and not only had she never cleaned houses before, she was from a land-owning family in central Mexico, a household that employed its own servants. And she was pregnant, pregnant with no esposa, and Catholic. By the time Lupita came to work for us, she had a son 4 years old, a year younger than me. Lupita communicated with sighs. "Ah, Cati, Cati," she muttered whenever she passed me in the house, dropping the TH, the middle chunk of my given name, Kathy, which I was called growing up. Lupita spoke about 10 English words, mostly in the request of cleaning products. I heard her say pledge and Windex and Ajax, though it sounded more like Ajax. But she always responded to my mother's string of cleaning commands with a barely audible see, see, and a simultaneous nod, whether she understood them or not. My mother refused to speak a word of Spanish with Lupita, insisting that to do so would allow...